Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Coming Unstuck, a step up. Dang it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Coming Unstuck, a step up to greatness podcast with me, your host. All right. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Coming Unstuck, a step up to greatness podcast with me, your host and greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. You thought I was going to quit there, didn't you? But I didn't. I persevered. I did not give up. I did not quit. I continued on and got the intro done. Really, just to make a point that you shouldn't just give up. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Tenacity and perseverance. In this day and age, they're quickly becoming virtues that are being more and more neglected. Whereas hard work and sticking to your guns was viewed as something desirable and past, today anything that's demanding and strenuous, we tend to frown about it and give up and look for the easy button. We tend to stop what we're doing and look for something else, or we just stop altogether. And that's what this podcast is about, Coming Unstuck, is getting you out of that feeling of being stuck. Getting you to continue on to keep moving forward towards a life of greatness, either with your health, your mindset, or your career. So we're going to talk about tenacity and perseverance. As we're losing our ability to be tenacious and persevere, we're losing out on a lot of good that comes from these vital virtues. We don't feel the pride that comes with hard-earned success. We aren't as productive and have gotten much better at distracting ourselves. We don't get the huge boost in self-confidence one gets from accomplishing a seemingly insurmountable task. Could this be part of the reason we're seeing more cases of depression? It's possible. Feeling self-worth is an important part of being happy and fulfilled in life. Now, I know for me, a side job I've been doing as of the last 3 or 4 months has been working with a painting company. I've been helping a friend's painting company paint apartments and buildings, and it was probably about a month and a half ago where I came into a unit and the maintenance guy had circled all these spots that needed repaired or improved upon. And I looked at some of these repairs and thought, man, like, I'm not normally a painter. I'm not normally someone that fixes walls and cracks or anything like that. And a lot of what's already been done to the walls in this apartment is better than what I already believed I could do. So how am I going to improve upon that? And I started stressing out. I started thinking, why am I even here? If they think this needs fixed when it's better than anything I could do, then there's no point for me being here. And I was starting to get stressed out. Then the cavalry arrived. And this guy, Ray, came in and he looked at the projects that needed done, what needed fixed and worked on. And he just started going to work. And so I followed suit. I'm like, all right, he's going to just attack it. And I was still feeling a little stressed and overwhelmed. But as I started working and trying to improve upon what was already there, I found myself caring about the project more and feeling better about myself and really working and digging and pulling out something within me that if I had just quit and left it to the wayside and then quit the job and let my friend down that helped get me this position to help bring in some extra money, I would have been very upset with myself. I would have been upset with the example I was setting for my foster sons. I would have been embarrassed to come home to my wife and tell her that, you know what, I just couldn't do it. I quit. It was just too much for me. But because someone else set that example for me, I dug within myself and I started going to work and making improvements on what I thought was already okay, but I wanted it to be better and okay because I knew this was going to be someone's home and I wanted it to be nice for them to move in and not just okay. And it ended up being a really nice apartment. We did awesome work. I thanked Ray up and down for just having that mindset and that attitude of just going in and putting in work and not letting me get off easy and just hit the easy button. So the big question here is, can we as individuals, what can we do to bring back these vital virtues of tenacity and perseverance? And today I'm going to give you a few tips on practicing perseverance that you can follow and that should help also with the tenacity of not wanting to give up. So first off, one way to practice perseverance each day is to establish a routine. It's a great way to get in the habit of perseverance because you are setting out these a few simple tasks and then practicing them daily. Because when you practice something, you get better at it. It might be hard at first, but if you constantly work at something, you're going to get better at it. You're going to improve upon it. No one has ever been the best person ever at something that they just picked up and did for the first time. They had to work to get to where they are. Sure, there's beginner's luck in certain things, but that's all it is. If they continued to do that, continued to play the game or whatever activity they might be doing, they would certainly slide down. But if they kept at it, then they would improve upon their overall average and score, whatever it may be. So when you practice things daily, you're setting a routine. Think about your day and your week and the tasks that you have to do regularly. This could be at work or at home, or even better, you could do this with both. How would it benefit you to come up with a regular routine and get in the habit of following it without fail? Not only will it be a great practice for perseverance, it will also make your life easier and help you get more done. Because if you have it as a routine, something you follow each day, it's bringing order to your life and you will get more done. You'll have time to do more things because it is something that you have created a routine for. Next, make a to-do list. This could be part of establishing that routine. For anything that doesn't fall into your daily and weekly routines, create to-do lists. Start the night before and list anything and everything you need to get done the next day. Add it to your list throughout the day as needed and cross off the things you get done. Do what you can to get through your list each day. Important note here too, when it comes to making a to-do list, try to list the most important things that you need to do first. Because if you get those big projects done and the other ones are kind of smaller things, not as vital, not as important, you'll still feel accomplished because you got those major, big, important things done. Because what we don't want to do here is we don't want to get you in a situation where you feel like you let yourself or you let someone else down because you didn't get what you needed done. And again, while finishing each task on your list isn't always an option, don't get in the habit of putting things off just because you don't feel like doing them. Get done what you can and transfer the rest of them to tomorrow's list. Now, the next one, I know people don't like to do, so there's ways that you can adapt it, but exercise. You know you should exercise regularly, at least move regularly. This is one more great reason to motivate you to get it done. Use the habit of getting some form of exercise each day as an exercise, pun intended, in perseverance. What a great way to multitask and accomplish two important things at once. As an added bonus, the exercise will help you stress less and increase your focus to get through your routine and your daily to-do list. As with almost anything else in life, practice makes perfect. As mentioned earlier, you don't want to find yourself in a position of needing to be good at perseverance. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Walter Elliott is quoted as saying, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other." I want you to win some races. I want you to use the tools I gave you, the ways to grow in your perseverance, to practice perseverance. And I want you to approach those with tenacity. Start by practicing tenacity yourself on a daily basis with those to-do lists, with those routines, with your exercise. Get better at it and stop being distracted or giving up as much. Start small. Your to-do list and your routines don't have to be an all-day thing. Your exercise doesn't have to be jogging 10 miles every day or lifting weights every day. It could be as simple as a walk around the block or doing some stretches when you first get up in the morning. But don't give up on these practices so easy. Have some tenacity. Start small and keep working at it and getting better at it. Learn to persevere when things get hard and do them anyway. Much like I felt in that situation with the wall improvements. I didn't think I was going to be able to do much better, but someone set the example for me and I started to do them anyway, and it was much better. So He set an example for me. I want you to set an example for those around you. Trust me, they will start to notice. In addition to setting that good example, share perseverance and tenacity with those around you. If you're a parent, make it a point to teach your children. Make seeing tasks through to the end a requirement in your house. You're teaching your kids important life skills that will serve them well throughout school and adulthood. It's also going to influence those around you. Require tenacity and perseverance when you work with others, teach them, or have them work for you. Practice tenacity and perseverance and expect the same from those around you. As they start to notice the many benefits that come from this, they will hopefully start to practice it more and ideally pass it on to others as well. Again, this is a huge thing when it comes to being at work, because Ray was ready to keep going with that wall and he didn't look at it as a big project. I picked that up from him and we just went to town and worked on it and got the apartment done, got the unit done. Don't be afraid to speak out when you see someone giving up too soon or getting distracted too easily. Tenacity and perseverance are vital virtues that are worth bringing back. Trust me, we need more tenacity and perseverance. So do your part and watch your own life and that of those around you change for the better. You may not be able to change popular culture all by yourself, but you can change the culture of your family, your business, your workplace, and your own small community for the better. And again, that's the purpose of here of Coming Unstuck, is to get you unstuck, to persevere, have some tenacity when it comes to your mind, your health, and your career. Change those. Find that life of greatness. If you need help with developing perseverance and tenacity, if you need a greatness facilitator or coach to help you with that, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you start setting the parameters that you need, the help that you need, help hold you accountable. But I gave you some simple tools today to put into place. So do that. Establish your routine. Make to-do lists. Start exercising more regularly. And it doesn't have to be the world's biggest thing. Start small. But once you start, keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Till next time. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.